Corpus Christi is my home. First of all, I grew up here. I went to Ray High School. My parents grew up here. My grandparents live here. So my whole family is from Corpus. And this story involving the food, the culture, the traditions, it hits home for me. It means a lot to me. And so I thought I would be a great person to do this story. That's why I volunteered to do this story. It's something I'm really interested in because I have those connections to Corpus Christi and my family has those connections to Corpus Christi.
And what was the challenge that you saw right away for a lot of folks living in our area?
The biggest challenge is that nobody wants to break away from these traditional foods. These foods mean more than just having a meal. These foods are memories. These foods are tradition. These are, you know, grandma's recipes that have been passed on, and we can't change them or shift them in any way because then they're not grandma's recipes anymore. And so that's probably the biggest challenge with everybody. You know, it doesn't matter what cultural background you have. It's we don't want that big change to alter things in a big way. That's what I've learned with working on this story. And that's the biggest thing is people are learning how to make small changes instead of big ones. And, you know, it's kind of switching out the oil you use or going from a flour to a corn tortilla. And those small changes are actually big impacts in their diet and their lives.
So for the research for this story, you got to get into the kitchen. You got to experience how to make some of these changes. Can you give us some examples of some of the foods that you saw undergoing a makeover and who you spent time with in order to do your research?
Yeah, we got together with the Del Mar culinary students and we had this test kitchen. And I researched a couple of recipes and I tried to think of recipes that are pretty common in Hispanic households. And so we did arroz con pollo and pozole. And we got in the kitchen, we bought all the ingredients, and they were altered a little bit. It wasn't a drastic change, but we switched the white rice for brown rice in the arroz con pollo. Arroz con pollo is just chicken and rice. It's a very basic recipe that is quite often a weekday meal. And it's just brown rice, you do Mexican rice and chicken. And normally, traditionally, you do the whole chicken with the bones and everything and all parts of the chicken. So for this recipe, the slight changes we made were the brown rice. We substituted the white rice for the brown rice, and we did chicken breast instead of all parts of the chicken, and added a couple more vegetables. Normally it has maybe bell pepper and onion, and so we added peas. We kept the bell pepper and just added more of it. We had a little bit of carrots in there, and so we wanted to incorporate more vegetables in that more traditional recipe. And so we got to see that whole transformation from start to finish. That was something that we wanted to show the readers and the listeners. If this was going to be an easy switch and how long it was going to take to do this and how many more ingredients was I going to have to buy. And so there's time frame on it there. It doesn't take much longer than making a traditional recipe. It's just swapping out a few ingredients and it makes it that much healthier.
And then you said those that were so attached to these particular flavors and these traditions and resistant to changing the recipe. And so then what was your experience and kind of having this makeover and trying this favorite meal presented in a new way?
For me, it's also a challenge because I don't want those big changes. You know, a couple of months ago, we were presented with a healthier tamale, and I was outraged. It was something that I was not going to ever make. It was something I was not going to ever buy. And so I feel like I am reporting on this, but I'm also living it because if I'm upset about something, then I know the readers are going to be upset about something and the community is going to be upset about something when you're changing their traditional recipes. And so I was very picky on how these recipes were going to turn out. I was very critical on the final taste test, and they actually turned out okay. They were not bad, and we got to get the community to sample them, and we got the same reaction that it was something that they would like to make it home, and it tasted pretty good. So that was a plus.
You mentioned earlier kind of making these small changes that perhaps if you insist on that, you know, traditional tamale, you have your heart set on that, then maybe you can trade out something else during the day so that you can have your recipe the way you want it, but maybe alter another one of your recipes? Is that an option?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another big part of it is the portion control. That's something that I talk about in my article as well. Is in South Texas, we're so used to these huge portions and we eat this huge portion. And when it's completely, it's probably a better idea to split, the portion sizes that we're getting instead of eating it all for ourselves in that one sitting. And so we need to learn to cut back on those portion sizes too. So it's okay to have that tamale. It's okay to have pan de povo, but don't have it in excess.
And we have been speaking with Michelle Villarreal, reporter for the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Michelle, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.